This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tributes to Bharat Ratna Baba Saheb Dr. Bhimrao Ramji Ambedkar, fondly known as Baba Saheb Ambedkar, at Bhubaneswar this morning. She offered her tribute at the statue of Baba Saheb at AG Square in the capital city of Odisha, along with Governor Raghubar Das and many other dignitaries on the occasion of Mahaparinirvan Divas, marking the 69th death anniversary of the revered leader, thinker and reformer who dedicated his life to championing equality and eradicating caste-based discrimination. Several events are being organized all over the country to highlight the contribution of Dr. Ambedkar in nation building. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid floral tributes to Dr. Ambedkar at Prerna Sthal in the Parliament House complex in New Delhi. Former President Ramnath Kovind, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, other members of Parliament and several other dignitaries also offered floral tributes to the chief architect of the Indian Constitution at Prerna Sthal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Asht Lakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The three-day festival aims to showcase the cultural, social and economic fabric of the eight northeastern states. The Mahotsav will serve as an exceptional platform to highlight the region's vibrant textile industry, artisanal crafts, tourism opportunities and unique products of all eight northeastern states. During the festival, over 250 artisans will display unique handicrafts, handlooms and agri-horti products, including 34 GI-tagged items. Our correspondent reports that the event will also host a fashion show, a design conclave, buyer-seller meet, which will offer a platform for meaningful collaborations and long-term economic impact. The Reserve Bank of India today decided by a majority of 4-2 to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5% for the 11th time in a row. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate at 6.75%. The RBI has maintained status quo on benchmark interest rates since February 2023. The MPC also decided unanimously to continue with the neutral outlook and to remain unambiguously focused on a durable alignment of inflation with the target while supporting growth. The Centre and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, have signed a $50 million loan agreement for climate adaptive water harvesting project in Meghalaya yesterday. The project will support the construction of 532 small water storage facilities across 12 districts. India and China have agreed on the need for an effective border management and maintenance of peace and tranquility in accordance with relevant bilateral agreements, protocols and understandings reached between the two governments. The 32nd meeting of the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs was held in New Delhi yesterday. Both sides reviewed the situation in border areas and reflected on the lessons learned from the events of 2020 in order to prevent their recurrence. In Iran, at least 29 people were injured as an earthquake with a magnitude of 5.6 jolted the country's southwestern province of Khuzestan this morning. The quake, which reportedly occurred at 7:32 a.m. local time at a depth of 10 km with its epicenter at Haftkale County, also shook Masjid Suleiman County and was felt in the provincial capital Ahwaz. Khuzestan Governor Mohammad Reza Mawali Javed said 296 residential units in Masjid Suleiman have suffered damage in the quake. In cricket, India was 69-2 against Australia on the first day of the second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy when reports last came in. Earlier, India's captain Rohit Sharma won the toss and elected to bat first at the Adelaide Oval. Rohit Sharma, Shubman Gill and Ravichandran Ashwin are back in the playing 11, replacing Devdutt Padikkal, Dhruv Jurail and Washington Sundar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.